This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have considered in recent visits the impact statement in Acts 11:24. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. Let's conclude this study by focusing on the last word of the statement, faith. Being a Christian involved in various forms of ministry, Barnabas believed God had accepted him and would use him. This is clearly seen in the book of Acts. He interacted with fellow believers readily. He took initiative when prompted to do so, as seen as he reached out to Saul, got to know him, and gladly introduced him to the leaders in the church in Jerusalem as a brother in Christ. When asked to check out what was happening in Antioch, it says in Acts 11:23, when he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. This suggests he believed God accepted others and would use them. After being in Antioch for a time and seeing the church grow, he took time to go to Tarsus and find Saul. He brought him to Antioch to help in the work there. Not surprisingly, it was from there the two of them were sent out on the first missionary journey. And as a further evidence of his faith in others, they took his cousin Mark with them. Even after Mark deserted them, when Barnabas and Paul discussed a possible second trip, he wanted to include Mark. Paul would have none of this, so they split. He took Mark to Cyprus. He believed God could and would use Mark, so he mentored him until he joined Peter. Barnabas not only believed in others, he released them to do what they felt God wanted them to do. He believed God was fully responsible for the outcome of his and others' obedience.